kickstarting your day.
Live from just around the corner.
This is Lou and Al.
It's Triple M Breakfast.
Podcast time once again. Lou and Al for breakfast here. Well, just Al flying solo. I'll explain why in just a sec. Firstly, two important words, happy and Friday to you in that order. I hope you've had an absolute ripper week. The reason why it's just myself on the podcast is because I'm in the studio very, very early on a Friday getting things done, because later on today, I'm actually heading out to Yarrawonga for the Yarrawonga Powerboat Spectacular and Fair. Of course, this is day one of three massive days, and we're talking some of the greatest machinery not only out on the water, those powerboats just churning it up and racing up an absolute storm. Like, they are going to be super sleek out on the water. But up in the air, make sure you keep an eye out for the Matt Hall Racing Team. They are doing joy flights across the piece. I'm going to be strapping myself into one of these planes with, you're going to hear from us in a sec, Emma, one of the gun pilots there, for a bit of a blitz over Yarrawonga later today. And I can't wait. I'd like to say that I am nice and relaxed and ready to go, but let's be honest, I haven't had much sleep. I'm very, very excited by this because I do like my machinery fast, usually just as a spectator. This is going to be a bit of a different experience. But in our podcast today, the full chat that we had with them at the start of the week, getting into what to expect when you're looking at all of the things in Yarrawonga today, tomorrow and Friday, not just on the water, but also up in the sky here at Triple M. Oh, I tell you what, Lou, we love a big, exciting weekend, and one is definitely on the way here at Triple M, the Yarrawonga Powerboat Spectacular and Fair 2024 in Yarrawonga, obviously. Some big dates coming up. But while the boat racing's going on at the water, you'll want to keep an eye on the skies as well.
Yeah, I love this. There's going to be some incredible aerobatic and aerial displays happening. And the people that will be providing those are chatting with us right now. Matt Hall from Matt Hall Racing and Emma McDonald join us. Morning, guys.
Hey, how you doing?
We are sensational. I mean, we are gearing up for a sensational day, both on the water and on the air. But to watch you guys in action in your Red Bull planes, let's talk about these machines for just a sec. How fast can these Red Bulls go? Because every time we think about Red Bull, we think of racing, and there's various aspects of it from Formula One on down. But how quick are you carving it up in the air?
Well, we're going to have our two planes there, our two-seater that we do the experiences in, which Emma will be primarily flying. It does around about 400 kilometres an hour, but I'll also have my single-seat race plane, which can tick off at around about 500 kilometres an hour.
Wow. Okay, that's pretty fast. Now, obviously, flying in a straight line is one thing, but the aerobatics and the displays that you guys perform, how do you go about practicing to make sure they're absolutely perfect when you do these?
We've been doing it for a long time. So we first of all design a routine that's based around, you know, what we think looks good and is completely safe and matches our experience, which, you know, obviously is reasonably high, so we can do quite a bit with it.
Yeah.
And then it's really just a matter of, we've got our own airfield up here near Newcastle that we practice at. And then we basically just turn up and get into it when we get down there.
This is just phenomenal. Unbelievable. And Emma, Matt once upon a time was your teacher. I'm thinking this is the kind of lesson where you really wouldn't want to make too many mistakes.
Yeah, that's right. And he's still my teacher today, so I'm always learning, which is always a good experience. But yeah, out there when we're doing that type of flying, you certainly don't want to be making too many mistakes out there, because it can be quite disastrous. But we're always very well planned and rehearsed in what we're doing, so we eliminate
absolutely.
It is spectacular to watch. It's like watching a dance routine with planes, which I absolutely love. But one of the things that you're doing, if you're taking in the aircraft that you fly, Emma, you're taking someone up in the aircraft with you. What are the things that you look out for or listen out for to see if someone's coping okay on the aircraft?
Yeah, so they're sitting in front of us, so we can see in front of us. So we get a pretty good read on their voice when they're talking to us, because obviously we've got full communications with them.
Yes.
And we're constantly seeing how they're going. And the profile's designed to build people up into up to 8 Gs if they're wanting to go up to that. That's 8 times your body weight.
Oh.
and rolling at 400 degrees a second, those sorts of things. We're building people up towards that if they want to go there, and it's fully customizable as well.
That's incredible.
Yeah, I'm going to say I've been lucky enough to have a go in an aircraft that did all that sort of stuff. It was an ex-Russian fighter jet. This was many years ago on the border. And it was side-by-side seating. So I will never forget the moment when the pilot realised I was going to vomit and he ripped the vomit bag out of my suit, which was zipped up in front of me, like it had a little zip pocket, you know, on my chest. He reached over, unzipped it, grabbed the bag and stuck it on my mouth. Now, you don't have the luxury of being able to do that. You've just got to hope they get to it themselves.
Yeah, we just talk them onto the bag.
Get that bag out now. Yeah, but just a little bit too messy for my liking. But anyway, amazing experience, but oh, I would say not for the faint of stomach, no, that's for sure.
No, and you guys do this on, like, you spend a lot of time up in the air. At those speeds, with those pressures, the G-forces, the turns, the upside downs, the acrobatics, everything involved, does that mean that walking around on solid ground and driving around in your cars is the dullest experience in your lives?
Yeah, it could get a bit that way. You often have to be very careful when driving home from the airfield after work.
Yeah, a little bit of lead foot action there.
It's not going fast enough.
Zone is kind of like, what? And we're never going to get
there. Never going to get there. That's funny. And I guess that whole, like I said, the feeling of like maybe vertigo or nausea that people get who aren't used to it, does that ever hit you guys?
I wouldn't say never. It never hits us when we're doing the flying ourselves.
Yeah, okay.
It's that whole thing, you know, when you never hear of people getting sick, really, when, like, they're riding a motorbike.
Or car sick when they're driving. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, but we, once again, when we've got people with us, we actually educate them on how to avoid motion sickness. So, because, yeah, we're always trying to make people have a great experience, not get out there, make them spew, and then you're next.
Yeah, I was wiped out for a good 24 hours. Honestly, it was quite the experience, but one that I would like. I'm so glad I got to do it, and we did. I was wearing a G suit and all that sort of stuff too. So that's quite an extraordinary experience when you can't move yourself off the seat.
Yeah, and as I say, we try and teach people, but. Most people are wiped after 24 hours. It's quite a bizarre experience when you land and people are on their hands and feet spewing on the grass going, that was awesome.
Yes. That's the feeling, though.
What I'm seeing come out of your mouth.
But it is that feeling. Like, it's like, oh, my gosh, what a life-affirming experience. But obviously it's a fair bit for your body, and especially if you're not used to it. But, I highly recommend, if anyone asks me, oh, you know, would you do it again? Yeah, I would do
it
again.
In a nutshell, yeah.
Even though I know what it would probably do to me, I would do it again, because it's just absolutely thrilling.
Yeah. And that's generally what we find. Everyone, it's almost like, knocking down your own barriers.
Yes.
Everybody is nervous when they turn up. Doesn't matter if they're a footy, state of origin footy player or a movie star or, like anyone, they're always nervous. And then the elation they have after they've done it is actually a privilege for us to get to experience that as well.
That's such good buzz. Yeah, that's incredible. Matt Hall Racing, you guys have done so many different events: Formula One, V8 Supercars, Red Bull Cliff Diving, Australian International Air Show, Pacific Air Show, Sydney Harbour. Given you've got so many events and you're so busy up in the air, do you have time to appreciate what's happening underneath you down at the ground?
Not while we're doing the displays, actually. It's something like Yarrawonga you get to see a bit, because it's such a nice, easy location to fly over the lake.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
But if we're doing a complex event like in Sydney Harbour for New Year's Eve or something, you don't really notice much at all, because you're just so focused on making sure that you're in exactly the right space with an air traffic clearance and everything.
Yeah, oh, wow. For sure.
Yeah.
So if somebody does want to have a go, you are running the joy flights, I guess you'd call them, or flights for people. How does somebody book a seat with you?
Yeah, so if they want to jump on the Matt Hall Racing website, matthallracing.com, and go down to special events, you'll be able to find the Yarrawonga aerobatic experiences. We do have limited availability, but they are there for Friday, Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, that is going to be amazing. Yeah. Oh, what a big event this is going to be. Like we said, it doesn't matter where you look, whether it's up in the air or down in the ground, Lou, or more to the point, out in the water. It's going to be spectacular at the Yarrawonga Powerboat Spectacular and Fair for 2024 this Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Guys, we could talk to you and throw questions about flying and all sorts of fun experiences all day, but we know we're going to let you get back to it and strap yourselves in for a big 3 days coming up. Matt and Emma, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you for having us. And yeah, look forward to being down there. It's our second year there. Such a well-run event, such a great community, and the landscape out there is second to none. So get down there if you can. It's just a great weekend of high speed, high power.
That's it for the podcast today. Enjoy your weekend. Hopefully it's an absolute cracker. Thank you again for all of your help in deciding the best of in our best of series across the week. We wrapped it up with Best Pie today, which was just sensational. Have a great one. Full report of how I went on the Joy Flight and how much fun it's going to be coming up Monday. But don't forget, matthallracing.com. You can actually book a Joy Flight if there's any left across this weekend in Yarrawonga. So if you're thinking, oh, that sounds exciting, I've heard the podcast and giddy up, I want to do that, matthallracing.com is where you'll find all the details. All right, talk to you again very, very soon. Thanks for checking out the podcast right here at Triple M.